This podcast is dedicated to the memory of our friend, Terry Hall. Welcome to podcast number 225. This week we feature the Sonoma County Barrel Auction 2017.
This podcast is sponsored by Release Winery. Every wine tells a story. Each growing season, it's our goal to create an artisan Napa Valley wine of exceptional quality. Join us as the story of this ultra-limited wine continues. Learn more at releasewinery.com.
If I could have your attention. Good afternoon. I'm Jean Arnold Sessions from Sonoma County Vintners, and I think you might remember me from last year that I launched my presidential campaign at the auction last year. Sadly, even with my campaign manager, Caroline Shaw from Jackson Family Wines, I was not able to make the nomination against Hillary Clinton. Apparently, some emails surfaced about what I said at the Icon presentation last year about sleeping with an icon, and I lost the nomination. But I won being executive director of Sonoma County Vintners, so I am thrilled with that. And I have to say, it's even better that I'm here and not in the White House. Do you know why? We won't get into a conflict about this. Why it's better is because we talk together. Small wineries, large wineries, we all talk together. We don't stay on either side of the aisle. We come together and we talk. We can have conflict resolution or we can agree to disagree, and then we go have wine. Both parties party. Together and separately. And even more exciting, we believe in immigrants coming into the country. Because I don't want to get too political, but we bring in immigrants. We brought in immigrants from Bordeaux for our Cabernet and our red Bordeaux varietals and for Sauvignon Blanc. We brought in immigrants from Burgundy with our Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. We brought in immigrants from the Rhone with Syrah and Grenache. And we brought in an immigrant, Zinfandel. Oh wait, that's our homeboy Sonoma County grape, Zinfandel. So we have tremendous diversity. And may I welcome you to the third annual Sonoma County Barrel Auction. Yeah!
You came for this, you wanted this, it's all yours. Ready, set. Right there, keep it up. 8500, 221. Dan, good job. Here we go, son. Lot number 8 from Belden.
This is Joel Peterson, and you are about to experience the Sonoma County Barrel Auction, which has got some of the most unique and special wines in the entire world from a group of winemakers who are totally talented. I'm here with Mark Malpiti of Williams Sellium. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Ray?
Good. Pleasure to meet you. What part of Italy are your parents from?
Sicily.
All right. Nice. Well, tell me what you do at Williams Sellium.
I run sales, marketing, and hospitality. So I don't make the wine or do the finances, but everything else falls under my guidance.
But you're here pouring wine today, so you get to talk about the wine.
Yes. Here for the Sonoma County Barrel Auction, which is our third annual barrel auction, benefits the whole county. The concept is never before, never again. So everything you're going to try today is a blend made specifically for this in either a 5, 10, or 20 case lot. And folks from the trade come and bid on these so they can have special wine in either their restaurant or store or hotel.
So it is indeed a very, very special wine. And obviously the price would be hopefully some kind of a premium because of it being a charity event.
Yes, people are definitely paying for a unique wine and possibly an experience tied to that, meaning that, you know, we might come out, if somebody in Oklahoma buys it, we might go out there and do a dinner to launch the wine or something like that.
Oh, that's really classic.
Yeah, we try to make it so if someone's paying a premium that they get something out of it besides just the wine. And this, like I said, it's our third year, and we at Williams Sellium, we do a 20 case lot. This year it's called Sonata number 3. And it's a blend of 3 of our estate vineyards in Russian River Valley.
I was curious, do you remember what you did for your lot last year, how well it did, or no?
Yes, I do. How much? Last year, it was a blend of both Sonoma Coast and Russian River Vineyards. It was a 20-case lot that sold for $40,000, and it was bought by the folks that run Pebble Beach, the restaurants down there.
Well, that's not too bad of a place to end up, I would say.
No, and you know, it's an expensive bottle of wine, but hopefully the people that frequent Pebble Beach can afford it.
How long has William Selyum been around?
We started in 1981 by Bert Williams and Ed Selyum. Bert was the winemaker and Ed was the business guy. They were the original garagiste in Sonoma County, making wine in a garage in Forestville, which is about 5 miles from where we're standing. And kind of helped put Sonoma County Pinot Noir on the map as time went on. 1987, they started to become famous because they made the first vineyard designate from Rocchioli vineyard grapes, and kind of the rest is history from there.
And about how many cases these days total?
So about 20,000 cases, but that's over 30-plus different labels. So it's all small lot Pinot Noir, Chardonnay and Old Vine Zin, with a couple of other really small lot things thrown in. We make a Chenin Blanc, a Gruner Veltliner, a late harvest Gewurztraminer.
Nice.
Yeah, but those are usually just for entertainment.
Well, you could do worse, that's for sure. And you have a tasting room, correct?
We do, but we're not open to the public. It is for our list members only. And when I say list members, it's not a wine club, it's a mailing list, and people get an offer to buy the wine. There's a waiting list to get on the mailing list, not that long, about a year. And then once you're on the list, you can come and visit us at the winery. Built a brand new state-of-the-art facility that opened in 2010.
Very nice. And for our listeners who'd like to learn about you online, how would they do that?
www.williamsselyum.com. So Williams, like the first name, William with an S, and then S-E-L-Y-E-M.com.
Excellent. Mark, this was nice meeting you. Pleasure chatting with you.
Pleasure chatting with you, Ray.
I'm here with Gabe Brezik, and Gabe is with Gundlach Bunshu. How are you doing, Gabe?
I'm doing very well. How are you today, Ray?
I'm good. Tell me a little bit again. You were telling me about your title, sommelier as well as education?
Yeah, so basically my title is estate sommelier, but essentially I take care of the staff education at the property. I kind of run our high-end food and wine pairing program, and I take care of our trade guests.
How long have you been with the winery?
Actually, Tuesday was 5 years.
Oh, wow, congratulations.
Thank
That's great.
Yeah, I love it there. Great family, obviously wonderful wines, but a really great place to be.
What you do is really kind of neat because it shows how a winery is putting so much effort into educating people when they come by, as well as educating the staff.
Absolutely. You know, it's been quite a great opportunity for me, especially since, the Bunshus are very much interested, of course, of elevating the knowledge of not only their guests, but really making sure that their staff are commensurate with the kind of quality level that we're trying to put into the brand and the wine as well. So it's been a really good opportunity, and it's great to kind of see the winery put that much interest into education. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's awesome. How long have you been a sommelier?
I got my certification, so to speak, in 2012, but I was kind of working as a sommelier in restaurants before I joined the wine industry. About 8 years ago is kind of when I really started, being a sommelier, if you will, maybe without the certificate.
We were talking a minute ago before you poured your auction lot for me, but the wine with the label, as I like to call it, explain to me how the label works again. This is something Gundlach Bunshu has done for many, many years. It's a piece of original art on the label.
Absolutely. So it's great. It's a wine we've been doing since 1981, represents our flagship wine. So it's called the Vintage Reserve, generally our best cab lots, kind of done the Bordeaux style. But the label itself, to kind of help elevate it, we've always done an art series label. So whether it's a different artist every year or kind of a different theme running for a few years, we kind of try to do something fun and really, again, kind of help it stand out. That's our flagship. So currently it's an artist who makes his own paints and pigments. So he kind of took a lot of vineyard soils on our property and made quite a few different vignettes on various kind of natural objects, and then basically we chose our favorites of the pictures he took. So right now the really cool thing is that where the cab for this wine grows is on rhyolitic ash. It's very bright white, kind of fine chalk dust, so it makes a very kind of striking label. And so it's been really cool to kind of not only have this kind of elevated label on our wines, but also have that connection between the soil that the grapes go in as well as the art on the bottle.
Gabe, for our listeners who'd like to learn a little bit about Gundlach Bunshu online, how would they do that?
Absolutely. Very easily, you can go to our website, www.gunbun.com. Of course, once you're on there, tons of links with our history, a little bit more of our story, where you can buy our wine online as well as in your locale. As a matter of fact, we do have a wine searcher for where you live. And quite a few things available on there for you to check out, gunbun.com.
Excellent. Thanks a lot for your time. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Ray. Thank you for stopping by.
We're here with Randall Watkins of Laurel Glen Vineyard, and Randall is the winemaker there. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Ray. We are here at the Sonoma County Barrel Auction, and I have Laurel Glen Vineyard Estate Cabernet Sauvignon. It's a barrel sample is the one that we're showing today, 2015, and it's actually Randall's favorite barrel. So I selected this from some of our old vines, one specific lot, and one of my favorite barrels, which was a Taranso barrel, one of my favorite Coopers, and one of my favorite blocks at our vineyard, our old vines. And Laurel Glen Vineyard is at the top of Sonoma Mountain. We are 1,000-foot elevation on Sonoma Mountain. 100% Cabernet Sauvignon.
Great. Randall, do me a favor. Could you just, in kind of a bit of a synopsis, tell us about the auction itself? The purpose of it, that sort of thing.
Well, the Sonoma County Barrel Auction has come about in order to highlight special wines that you can never find anywhere else. So this is a specific lot that's been selected. Nobody is going to have this five cases of this wine. It's special and it is unique, and we're not going to be bottling this ever again. So then the trade comes to this auction, and they might want to have it at their restaurant, let's say, a special bottling that is only available to them. So different vineyards and wineries that are part of the Sonoma County Vintners are here showing their barrel tasting wines. So this has not been bottled yet. We're going to be bottling this in June or July, and people are going around tasting and deciding which ones they want to bid on at the auction tomorrow. So this is the pre-tasting, and tomorrow the auction will be at the Vintners Inn again.
So that's where all the madness really begins.
That's right, in the big tent.
For our listeners who'd like to learn a little bit more about Laurel Glen, how would they do that online?
We have a website, laurelglen.com, and we are located at the top of Sonoma Mountain. We specialize in 100% Cabernet Sauvignon. Each year I do two different bottlings, Laurel Glen Vineyard Estate and the Counterpoint, which is our earlier drinking, softer style of Cabernet.
Excellent. Well, thanks for taking a couple moments. I appreciate it.
All right, Ray. Good to talk to you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
We're here with Natalie Dale, and Natalie is the winemaker for Francis Ford Coppola Winery in Sonoma. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very good. We're here at the first tasting of the day, which is at Landmark Vineyards, and this is really kind of a neat setting. This is the first time we've made it to this event.
This is a beautiful setting. It's just gorgeous today. We lucked out with the rains from yesterday. So.
Yeah, it came down bad last night.
Last night, yeah, and the skies just opened up for this beautiful event, so I'm excited to be here.
And it's just cool enough to make it comfy.
Yes, exactly, yeah. Well, we are auctioning off a special select barrel for the Sonoma County Barrel Auction, and it raises a lot of money, and hoping that our wines sort of shine through. We definitely put our best foot forward when it comes to this event. We try to select the best barrel from our Archimedes Lodge, which is our reserve wine, our reserve tier Cabernet, and we've definitely come up with a beautiful Cabernet. These last couple years, these last couple vintages have been amazing. So we've just got this deep, dark, showy red wine that we just want to showcase to everybody.
Excellent. And this is a one of a kind. This is not something anybody can buy, right?
No, it's not. After we auction off this barrel, the rest of the barrels in the lot are going to go into the main blend, the main Archimedes blend, and you'll have to buy it then, when it goes into stores or in through our wine club.
I like how you say have to buy it then. That's a positive attitude. I like that.
You're going to want to. And tomorrow's going to be a lot of fun. Auctions are always, you know, I try to raise my paddle in the beginning and then I get a little sheepish towards the end.
But why? I can't understand how that could be.
Well, you know, I don't have the kind of bucks that a lot of these people do, but I do get to do the fun part, which is make the wine. So that's enough for me.
That is the fun part. That's the best part. Many of us envy you, of course, and again, it is hard work.
Yes, it is hard work, but it's definitely a lot of fun, definitely working in this valley, this area. It's all worth it.
How long have you been a winemaker?
I've been working with the family Coppola for about 6 years now, And I've been in the industry since 2001 was my first vintage, so yeah.
So you've got some miles behind you then.
Yeah, I do. I did a couple international harvests and realized that the best wines were closest to my family and friends, so I moved back to California, and I love my community here, so.
You made a wise choice. For our listeners who would like to learn a little bit more about Coppola's winery in Sonoma, how would they do that online?
Our website, you can go to francisfordcoppolawinery.com.
Excellent. Nice meeting you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
It just continues.
It's going to be a long day.
Yes, it will.
I'm here with Rebecca Dyke of Ferrari Carano, and you're the winemaker.
Yes, I am. I work with the red wines. We have two separate facilities for making our white wines and our red wines, and I am at the red wine facility.
You know, just kind of to go down this path for 1 minute, one thing I really love is this industry is changing so much. There's so many more women winemakers than there ever were. I think that's a pretty cool thing, don't you?
Yes, I do. I forget about it and I don't think about it, but I have to say at Ferrari Carano, we have like 5 different female winemakers. We're a female winemaking team.
Well, I know sometimes people have talked about this idea that women maybe have more receptors or a little bit more of a sensitivity to taste. Do you think there's anything to that?
I've heard that. I don't know, because I mean there's obviously a lot of males with very good palates, and if you think about all the people that are reviewing our wines, there's a lot of males doing that. And we all, as you know, I taste with all the other winemakers, we all have different sensitivities to two different things. So that helps. We complement each other.
No, that's a nice thing. But the best thing of all, from what was a male-dominated industry, it's changing, and it's changing fast. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, in fact, here I've just interviewed 3 female winemakers in a row, which is really cool.
Yes. Well, I mean, I always tell the story back. It's been about 15 years ago that I was at a trade show, the trade show they have in Sacramento. And I was with another female winemaker, and we were walking through and we were looking at the exhibits, and we stopped at one, and the vendor said to me, "Shouldn't you women be out shopping?" And we looked at each other and I said, "I thought we were."
Oh, nice. Well, that's a way to sort of pigeonhole people, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think now, walking through the trade show, we don't get that anymore.
Tell me about your auction lot you're pouring today.
We are pouring it's a blend. So it's called Dawn's 4-Barrel Blend, and it's mostly all mountain fruit. So it's 90% mountain fruit. We have 2 mountain ranches that we source a lot of cab from, and so it's 60% cab, 20% Sangiovese, 10% Merlot, and 10% Syrah. So 90% from hillside ranches. They're all very unique sites, and we picked our favorites from each of those blocks from those ranches, and just from one barrel, and then we're putting it together, you know. Yeah.
Are these estate?
Yes.
So for our listeners who'd like to come visit Ferrari Carano, how would they do that? Is that by appointment, or can they just show up at the winery?
Both. We can do appointments for special tasting. So it's at our facility in Dry Creek Valley. It's 8761 Dry Creek Road. And it's a gorgeous place to visit. I mean, it's a top winery to visit in Dry Creek Valley. We have 5 acres of gardens. We have 2 tasting rooms. And you can drop in for a tasting or make an appointment and get a tour of the place or do like a more individualized tasting.
You guys, don't you have the wild boar out in front of it?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to rub the nose of the
It's been a long
Bordeaux.
Time.
It's called Bordeaux.
I never knew that. How funny. And your website is?
It's ferrari-carano.com.
Rebecca, nice meeting you. Thanks very much for taking the time.
Thank you so much.
I mean, I'm here with Frida Garcia.
Garcia.
Oh, no, I got that right. And the wine is called Veluco Vineyards.
Yes. Yes, Veluco Vineyards. Veluco is the name of the town in Chile where the owner Pedro Arroyo hails. Hence, he pays homage to his Chilean roots.
Well, that's kind of neat. Does he have a winery in Chile as well?
He doesn't, but his family grew up surrounded by vineyards. He himself grew up surrounded by vineyards, and it became a fast passion for him. He's a lover of the land and outdoors, and so he has a beautiful 500 acres of wilderness, literally, which he carved into 33 acres of vineyard. And they farm CCOF certified organically farmed, right between Calistoga and Santa Rosa.
How long has Filucco been around as far as the winery?
Their first vintage was 2009, planted in 2006, but really hit the market with the 2011 vintage, which was, so we're fresh, we're new, brand new.
That's very cool. Do you have a tasting room?
Or? We have private tastings by appointment. In our beautiful, we have two settings, one at the mountain peaks, and then one of, inside this an amazing old historic barn.
I'm going to come back to that in a minute.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get that for me.
Yeah.
So as I'm looking at this wine, your auction lot, Return of the King.
Yes.
What is that?
Well, that is, as you might guess, a family favorite. The Lord of the Rings is a trilogy that the family have grown up with, and this is definitely a family affair. And we were here last year as well at the barrel auction, and we had, it was our first barrel auction for the vineyard, and it was very successful, so we thought we would play on the words. And it's specific to our vineyard. We have two mountain peaks that we've planted, and both mountain peaks are the opposing forces or the blend of this wine.
And for our listeners who'd like to learn a little bit more about Filucco Wines online, how would they do that?
Hop on www.filuccovineyards.com.
And as you mentioned a minute ago, for tastings that would be need to go online or contact by phone?
Contact by phone, send us an email. Phone number is 707-477-8411.
Frida, thanks for taking the time. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to have you here at my table.
It's good to be here.
Great.
Okay.
Good luck today.
I'm here with Deborah Eagle, and she's with B.R. Cohn Winery, and you're the general manager, correct?
Yes, I am.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here at this particular auction. Tell me about what your auction lot is today.
We are doing a Bordeaux blend for the five Bordeaux varietals are planted on our estate down the road, and Bruce Cohn, the founder, started planting the vineyard back in 1974. We have 55 acres planted on rolling hills. What's interesting about our specific vineyard is it's actually planted over a hot spring. So we have a very unique and unusual microclimate there that benefits us in particularly cold years because the ground is warmer, we don't suffer from fog, we have a longer growing season, so we get great fruit development on these Bordeaux varietals.
I've never heard of that before, on a hot spring. That's got to be a completely different concept for farming.
Well, actually, Opus is situated on a hot spring.
I didn't know that either.
Yes. There are hot springs coming up all through Sonoma Valley.
That I knew.
And you know, Bruce didn't know this when he bought the property, but he discovered it shortly thereafter. And as I said, we benefit from it in particularly challenging years. So, for example, our 2011, which was a difficult year for many wineries in Sonoma and Napa, our 11s were spectacular. So many were very green. Many wineries decided not to bottle, but we can hold those particular wines in front of someone and say, this is really an example of the vineyard at its best in a challenging year. And as you know, we don't get a lot of challenging years in California.
No, not really. No, yeah. You're in pretty good shape out here.
We're pretty lucky. The band of variation is pretty narrow. This isn't Bordeaux.
B.R. Cohn is a pretty easy-to-find wine, as I recall. About how many cases are you doing?
Well, that's an interesting question to answer. We have a silver label series, which does not come from the estate, and that is what you will generally see in the marketplace across the country. And we are probably producing 45,000 to 50,000 cases between a Cabernet Sauvignon, a Chardonnay, and a Pinot Noir in our silver label series. The majority of wines that we produce, a total of about 10,000 cases across 20 to 23 different bottlings, and those are sold at the winery down the street in Glen Ellen off of Highway 12, and people can buy them at the winery online.
So easy accessible.
Yes.
For visiting the tasting room, is that by appointment or can anybody just come by?
The tasting room is open to the public every day, 10 to 5, and a couple of different tasting experiences do require reservations, but there is always an opportunity to sit on the patio or taste at the bar without a reservation.
Excellent. And the website is?
brcohn.com, and that is brcohn.com.
Okay, Deborah, thanks very much for the time. Appreciate
it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks, Rick.
We're here with Justin Seidenfeld of Rodney Strong Vineyards. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Some of our listeners may remember we just interviewed you, gosh, it was back in June, if I recall.
That's correct.
Actually, one thing I want to come back to is how many comments I got about people who saw the square tanks and how they were blown away by that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we're still really proud of those, and the wines are coming out in the market today that we made in those tanks, and they're beautiful.
We're also here with Rachel Voorhees, and you are in charge of wine education?
Yeah, I'm the director of wine education for Ronnie Strong and Davis Bynum as well. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. You would be. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Obviously, I understand what wine education it is, but I mean, that seems like that's fairly broad.
Yeah, it is broad. I do a lot of internal education for our hospitality staff, as well as do competitive tastings for our winemaking. And I spend a lot of time traveling around the country educating distributors and doing a lot of on-premise selling for sommeliers and buyers. I'm a certified sommelier as well. Nice. Yeah.
Competitive. Tell me a little bit about
that. Yeah, so we like to taste our wines up against our competitors' wines. We learn a lot from doing that. And we kind of want to see where our wines stack up and what different winemakers are doing.
It's just a totally different concept when you're in kind of a competition. I mean, how do you feel about that as a winemaker?
It's important to keep an eye on what's going on amongst your competitors on an even level. And then in addition, we look at it from an aspirational perspective and what the best in the world are doing and how we can raise our level to continually innovate and improve our quality. It's important all the way around.
And I think you've done a very good job up to this point, that's for sure. Tell me a little bit about your auction lot today.
So we have a wine called Serenity. All of it came from those beautiful square tanks. And I got to throw that in there.
Another plug for the tanks,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah.
And it's a play on our Symmetry Meritage blend. So Serenity is Cabernet Franc based instead of Cabernet Sauvignon based. With 60% Cabernet Franc, 25% Merlot, 10% Cabernet Sauvignon, and 5% Petit Verdot. And it's a kind of a mini Cheval Blanc, if you will, and it's absolutely beautiful.
A mini Cheval Blanc, I like that. That's a good comparison. I'm going to sort of totally change the subject here for 1 second. So, Justin, can you tell me who's benefiting from this auction today?
Well, it's really all of Sonoma County. So, the proceeds go half to the AVAs that are that the wineries are in, and half to the Sonoma County vintners to help improve the perception of Sonoma County wines all over the world. So, you know, let's just say, hypothetically, our wine sells for $100,000. $50,000 will come to Alexander Valley, where our wine is made, and 50% will go to the Sonoma County vintners to help the overall county.
How many cases are in your auction?
10-case lot.
So $100,000 isn't completely off the charts possible. Isn't impossible.
Well, we're hoping, for the moon, so we're going to push, right?
Ironically, in Sonoma, you're hoping for the moon. Sorry, I had to say that. So for our listeners who'd like to come visit Rodney Strong or Davis Bynum, how would they do that online?
So actually, we can make reservations for our food and wine pairing, as well as cheese and charcuterie, or tours right through our website at rodneystrong.com. And you can also make reservations at Open Table as well. We also have our Davis Bynum wines available to taste at the Rodney Strong Tasting Room.
Very good. Well, thank you both very much. Justin, nice seeing you again. And
cheers.
Rachel, nice meeting you.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Awesome. Thank you.
Do you want to taste the wine now?
I do. Thank you. I'm here with Joel Peterson of Ravenswood Winery. How are you doing, Joel?
I'm doing great. We got a beautiful day for this tasting. Makes me happy.
Well, I'm glad you're happy because you got a great big smile on your face. That's nice to know.
Well, I just turned 70, and I'm sliding into 70 in pretty good shape, so I guess I'd better smile.
Dude, there's no way you're 70.
Oh, yeah.
You look fabulous. Good for you.
Thank you very much. It's all that red wine.
Well, red wine and attitude, I think, is a lot of it, don't you think?
Red wine helps the attitude.
That's exactly. That's a T-shirt right there, isn't it?
I think so.
So, Joel, tell me a little bit about what's happening in the winery these days. Obviously, Ravenswood goes back to about what year?
Ravenswood goes back to 1976. I started a little 327-case winery that was based mostly on hubris and $4,000, and it kind of grew into a rather large operation. And ultimately, I think at one point I became the largest producer of California's Zinfandel in the world. Yeah.
Yeah, you're kind of the Zinfandel pioneer, aren't you?
Well, there were lots of people who were pioneers, but I certainly took it to a new level.
Maybe you're the kind of guy that got it more on the shelves where people could see it and pay more attention to it.
Well, I hope that's true. But, yes, and I had a good time doing it. You know, California has some of the great, great old vines of the world, and most of them are Zinfandel, and it's fun to work with them.
Yeah, it's an awesome wine. So you're still involved with running it, although you're no longer owner, but you're still very actively involved with the winery itself, right?
I am very actively involved with the winery. I do everything I did before I sold it. I still do a lot of the sales. I still do a lot of the marketing. I still do the winemaking. I have a great winemaking team, of course, that helps me do that. But no, I'm deeply entrenched. I'm dyed up to my nose in Ravenswood.
Nice. And obviously the concept of retirement's not even on the charts for you, I'm guessing.
Retirement?
Yeah.
I'm going to die with my boots on in a vat if I'm lucky.
Good for you. That's the way to go out. Nothing wrong with that.
I like that idea. I like the whole notion of being able to work your entire lifetime at something you love doing. And winemaking is one of those things that gives me great joy.
You're very lucky that way. That's a very cool thing to do. About how many cases is Ravenswood doing these days?
We're just short of a million cases these days.
So it's a pretty respectable size.
Yeah, well, we do have several variations on these things. We do Vintner's Blend, of course, which is the ubiquitous one you see everywhere that's inexpensive. We also do a County Series, which is kind of mid-tier, which is more sophisticated. And then we do the wines I love and the wines I started making, which are my single vineyard designated wines from really old vineyards made in really primitive ways that are about 1,000 cases big. So while they don't add to the bottom line a lot, they add a huge amount to my personal satisfaction and to wine drinker satisfaction.
Sure, a lot of wine lovers who know your brand know those particular wines. Those are really the things that people were hot after.
It is true. They're the high-scoring wines. They are always in the top group of Zinfandels produced in California.
So what's your auction lot today?
My auction lot is called Black Bart's. Black Bart was a stagecoach robber about the time these vines were planted. And he had this habit of writing poetry to his victims. Very funny stagecoach robber. But these vines were all planted between 1885 and 1888. Comprises three vineyards. Old Hill Ranch, planted in 1885 by William McPherson Hill. And two vineyards planted by George Hearst, who was William Randolph Hearst's father, in 1888. One of them is Bedrock, which was the old Madrone vineyard, and the other is Barisha vineyard. They're all in the Agua Caliente Bench, which is in the center part of Sonoma Valley, kind of in the wind shadow of Sonoma Mountains, so it's a little bit warmer there. So old vines, dry farmed, low production, made in very traditional, small lot, Burgundian style, small fermenters punched down by hand, native yeast fermentation, 30% new French oak, 18 months in barrel. So nothing fancy, but you really want to focus on how good the vineyard is and what the vineyard flavors are. So it's all about the spice and the line and the structure. Think Northern Italian wines.
But can you give me a little detail? I had to do it, Dad. Sorry. For our listeners who'd like to learn about Ravenswood Online, how would they do that?
Ravenswood Online, you go to my website, ravenswood-wine.com, and you can read all about it, including reading about me, which is the most important thing, of course. Yeah, right.
Joel, this was a real pleasure meeting you. Thank you.
Very nice talking to you. Thanks for stopping by.
This is the end of part one of our coverage of the Sonoma Barrel Auction 2017. To download part two, go to iTunes or lifebetweenthevines.com.